This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The European Union's executive arm on Friday recommended putting Ukraine on a path to membership, a symbolic boost for a country fending off a Russian onslaught that is killing civilians, flattening cities, and threatening its very survival. In another show of Western support, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson arrived in Kiev and promised continued aid and military training. He said the British-led training program could, quote, change the equation of this war.
So that you, the Ukrainian people, the Ukrainian armed forces, will be able to do what I believe Ukrainians yearn to do. And that is to expel the aggressor from Ukraine.
Johnson's trip followed one day earlier by the leaders of Germany, France, Italy, and Romania, who vowed to support Ukraine's fight. Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the West on Friday of colonial arrogance and trying to crush his country with quote-unquote stupid sanctions that amounted to an economic blitzkrieg while addressing the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, a showcase event this year being held with almost no Western participation. Putin drew applause from the hall when he reaffirmed his determination to continue the special military operation in Ukraine that has unleashed what he said was an unprecedented barrage of Western economic sanctions. He said the main aim of the incursion was to defend, quote-unquote, our people in the largely Russian-speaking Donbas region of eastern Ukraine, a justification that Kiev and the West dismiss as a baseless pretext for a war that has already led to the occupation of parts of southern Ukraine far beyond the Donbas. This is VOA News. U.S. health regulators have paved the way for the nation's youngest kids to start getting COVID-19 vaccine shots next week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The FDA has authorized the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines for children 5 and under.
By vaccinating our youngest children, we hope to prevent the most devastating consequences of COVID.
FDA Commissioner Robert Califf says statistics showing the virus is the fifth leading cause of death in kids ages 1 to 4 are unnerving, and the deaths are preventable. CDC advisors are now debating how to use the tot-sized vaccines. 2 shots from Moderna, 3 from Pfizer. FDA vaccine chief Peter Marks says both will do the job.
Parents should feel comfortable getting either one of these.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Title IX, the U.S. law that has opened the door for thousands of female athletes in the United States, is also creating opportunities for foreign athletes, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Maria Bulanova from Russia was recruited for the bowling team at Vanderbilt University. On the golf course, Aline Crowder from Stuttgart, Germany, had no opportunity to play in Europe.
College sports is not a thing in Europe at all. So I think the U.S. really has a unique opportunity there. And then obviously Title IX just tops that off and makes it even better.
Crowder is at Stanford University. Heather Lin was a top player in Taiwan.
Luckily, I played a lot of like junior tournaments growing up. From like 14 to 18 years old, and played a bunch of like AJGA tournaments, USGA, and that's how Coach D found me.
She's talking about Coach Derek Radley at the University of Oregon. There are several agencies set up to help foreign female athletes by putting them in contact with various coaches and universities. I'm Ed Donahue.
Spain headed for its hottest early summer temperatures in 4 decades on Friday, one area of France banned outdoor events. And drought-stalked Italian farmers as a heat wave sent Europeans hunting for shade and fretting over climate change. Such was the heat that England's upscale Royal Ascot racecourse even saw a rare change of protocol. Guests allowed to shed hats and jackets once the royals had passed. Recapping our top story, the European Union's executive arm on Friday recommended putting Ukraine on a path to membership, a symbolic boost for a country fending off a Russian onslaught that's killing civilians, flattening cities, and threatening its very survival. In another show of Western support, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson arrived in Kiev and promised continued aid and military training. Find more at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.